Program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder before we start the show today, we did an interview week and a half or so with Green Pastures. Green Pasture Products, greenpasture.org, and they sell the Blue Ice fermented cod liver oil products. The only place in the world you can get fermented cod liver oil. The way cod liver oil was produced, literally back in biblical times. And they offered Superhuman Radio listeners a discount on any purchases that you make. If you go to their website, and I believe you have to call them. I forget. It may be a coupon code. I thought there was a coupon code, but we weren't sure at the time of the interview. But if you go to greenpasture.org and let them know that you heard about it at Superhuman Radio, the offer expires at the end of the month. So I'm just giving you guys a head up. They're not a sponsor. They were just nice enough to do that because I was interested. I use their products, and I was interested in finding out more about the science behind it. Okay. We got a great show for you today. I got my buddy Vince Andrich on the phone with me. How you doing, Vince?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Very good. And for those of you who do not know, Vince and I, we co-host a radio show with Dr. Scott Connolly called Body RX Radio, which is a very, very highbrow, very, very highly intelligent radio show that discusses quite a bit as it relates to nutrition. Great show. And if you haven't heard about it, it airs every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it using this same link that you listen to Superhuman Radio because it does broadcast through the Tri-Scepter Productions radio stations, the Superhuman Channel. But a lot of people don't know as much about Vince as I've learned about him since working with him recently, and Vince really is, quite frankly, bodybuilding industry royalty. Vince, give us a snapshot before we start discussing the topic at hand. How you got into this industry?
Well, I got in very luckily, I would say, through the side door. I was a wannabe bodybuilder. I was competitive in the 80s, and I started selling, buying supplements from a distributor and then reselling them out of my condo or car, as they say.
In other words, you started out as a trunk slammer.
Trunk slammer. And that didn't last too long. It evolved into a sports nutrition distribution company, which was pretty unique at the time. We formed that company in late 87, early 88, 1988. And at the time, of course, there's no EAS, there's no Metrex, there's no Gasperi, all the young guys out there, the young listeners. The brand choices were very limited in comparison to what they are today. It was a really, sports nutrition was emerging as a subcategory of the health and fitness business, you know, the health food store. And there was a couple of, as we called it, 100% or focused on sports nutrition distribution companies. Ours was one out of Las Vegas called Fitness Express. There was also one called Costello Brothers, which is now turned into Optimum.
Right.
As everyone may, or some people may know.
Right.
And Bob O'Leary Sports Supplements, Boss. There was another guy, Al, Fitness and Nutrition. He had just started kind of getting into sports nutrition. But Bob O'Leary, myself, and Costello, I think, and both of Costello and actually all of those started right before me, because Boss may have started 10 years before all of us. But there was a market being made now. The magazines were starting to really, you know, advertise this stuff heavily, and so it became a business. And from that business, I was fortunate enough to meet the owners of several companies. At the time, the most formidable were Twin Lab, Weider, and probably Nature's Best.
Now, is this when the owners of Twin Lab were actually the same owners of MuscularDevelopment.com, Muscular Development Magazine? I'm trying to think of his last name. I'm sorry, I can't think of his last name.
Bleckman.
Yeah.
Bleckman.
Were the Bleckmans the owners of Twin Lab at that time?
Yeah, the Bleckman brothers. Actually, Mr. Bleckman was still alive. David, the father who founded the company, and the five brothers were working in different divisions of the company. They wound up buying Muscular Development about maybe a year and a half into our working together. And that's another whole story, but they weren't allowed to advertise in Weider magazines for a while. So they bought Muscular Development and from, I guess, the Hoffman family. And from there, I got a position with Weider as VP of Sports Nutrition for all the multiple brands that they had. And a lot of the listeners, even back then, the consumers really didn't know all the brands Weider owned. There were, of course, the typical...
Was that purposeful? Did Joe want it not to look like everything is mine so that people would feel that he was not creating a monopoly?
Well, that and the fact that the management had, when I got there, we went public. We were publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. And so there was, talk in the hallway. We were hunting with a checkbook. So we went out not myself personally, only on the sports side, but we went out hunting with a checkbook and bought multiple brands. Many of them didn't make it. Some were purchases that were maybe too soon or controversial. Like there was a brand called Excel, which was specialized in ephedra way before anybody else, and their stuff blew your head off. And the management started getting cold feet after they bought the company because of all the FDA circling around with the ephedra legislation, which, of course, took about 10 years to kick in. But they started tweaking with formulas there. But we owned American Bodybuilding. You know, and not many people knew it except if you're in the industry. We bought Science Foods, and then we kind of collapsed it into American Bodybuilding. We owned the brand Metaform. Some people knew about that, but then it started as a knockoff of Metrex, and then it turned into a really, really good brand, especially at GNC. But there was, and of course, the typical victory, Joe Weider's victory, Joe Weider's signature line, I handled all that. So we had a lot of fun at that time during the Weider days. And then I got an unbelievable offer to work for Metrex for Dr. Scott Connolly. That's the beginning of our relationship. I had some colleagues that had worked both at Weider and at Metrex. And if you've ever been to Southern California where Metrex was, it was in Irvine near Newport Beach, and going back to Weider Nutrition, the nutrition was housed. They bought a bunch of they created a giant building and manufacturing and everything in Salt Lake. It was one of the companies they bought was in Salt Lake, so they just basically set up shop there. And it was a beautiful building with lots of manufacturing and everything else. The magazines for Weider were done in Los Angeles or Woodland Hills. So when I, and my wife is from her adult life is in California. So we're living in Salt Lake City, which was fine for me because I was working all the time. But my wife, when she found out we could live in Southern California in Irvine, which is basically like Hawaii on the mainland, it was pretty much a no-brainer. And I thought it was hard for me with Joe. Joe treated me very well, and as he does anyone handling sports nutrition, and the listeners out there who kind of follow the old school, they should really know that. And I think that your point about not wanting to be perceived as a monopoly, I think that's part of what the knock on Joe was. It's like he owns all the athletes. He's got this weight training company with his name on the barbells. He's got magazines. He's got nutrition. He's, what else can the guy have? And I think a lot of the negative things about Joe were just jealousy.
Yeah.
It's today it's not as bad, and I know, sadly enough, when Joe passes, he'll be realized for the icon he really should be realized as.
He did more for, you know what, you know what? He did more for physical culture than any single person. I mean, he did more for physical culture than any single person, any two people. You know, like him, love him, hate him, distrust him, whatever the case may be, more, he has pushed physical culture into the forefront than any individual out there. Jack LaLanne, God bless him, he just passed. Jack was a pioneer. Dan Lurie, another pioneer, but none of them have taken physical culture and put it into the mainstream the way Joe Weider did with his publications and his events and his supplements and everything else. So regardless of the this or that you don't like about the guy, you got to recognize that. Listen, we have to take a quick commercial break. Let's take this quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask one more question about your career, and then we're going to get onto the subject at hand, which is really how to transform your body using real world techniques. There's a lot of science out there. Looks great on paper. You apply it. You go, why isn't this working? Well, Vince has answers for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Vince Andrich. Vince, before we get into the subject at hand, real quick, did you have some sort of involvement with InStone, with Sly Stallone, or am I misunderstanding some piece of history that I've heard?
No, you're correct. I was involved with the development of the brand. You know, that whole thing started with a venture capital group. Actually, one group that does nothing in supplements is the owner is very friendly with Sly. Sly wanted to do supplements, and then I was part of a group dealing with a group, another VC group, trying to get into the space and create a division for nutraceuticals. We all connected, and at the time, Sly wanted to buy Twin Lab, and so the idea was, can we basically look at a Ben Franklin, pros and cons of buying a brand or creating one, and the decision was to create one, and we did. It was called InStone, and for those folks out there that saw the line, you know, Sly was really, really, really into it. Sly was extremely nice, in comparison to his notch in life or his lot in life, and he really just got sidetracked again with movies. You know, he was at
The supplement business was going to be small potatoes to him, let's be honest, and it was going to be more of a distraction probably from what his real core business was, which is the entertainment and movie business. And he does that.
Right.
He does that. It's like you and I trying to get into a woodworking business. What are we going to do? Do it on the weekends? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, right.
It's going to be a hobby.
Right.
It's going to be a hobby.
No, yeah. He loves supplements and he trains his ass off.
Yeah,
so,
no, the guy,
no doubt.
In my opinion, one of the great ambassadors of longevity and physical culture, unspoken ambassadors and really not recognized enough. The guy is in fantastic shape and, a real gentleman too. All right, let's get on to the subject at hand here.
Well,
so,
real quick, Paul, I don't want to belabor this. I went too far maybe with Weider, but I think the folks should know that more about Joe and his, you hit on it, his basic contribution to this whole deal. But other than that, with respect to the other positions I was able to get, I was very lucky. I mean, I was in the organization at Weider when it was the right time for me. Otherwise, I probably, smarter guys would have failed. Same with Metrex. Great timing for me. EAS, I went to EAS after Metrex sold, about 60 days after they sold. And, you know, first day I'm there, Sean Phillips sees me in the gym at EAS and embraces me like I'm like his brother. I mean, very genuine guy, Sean. I see him on Facebook here. He says he wants to do a show with you. By the way, Bill, very good to me. You know, they had some suits in there, obviously, that directed that place. But the heart and soul of that deal was legitimate, no matter what anybody wants to say. Their heart was in the right spot. And so I'd like to throw those things out there because, especially with respect to, really, Joe, for one, but even Scott Connolly and Metrex and Bill Phillips and EAS, there's this debate over who was more important. And, you know, Scott's not the great scientist or he needed Bill, and Bill's just a marketing guy, and he made he overstepped his bounds with statements he made and all that. The truth is, okay, they both needed each other. Scott is probably, in my view, he's certainly in my career the most intelligent and has the greatest grasp on how molecules and muscle is built, body fat is lost on a molecular level. Case closed. And all these companies have resources to buy the best scientists. Number two, Phillips was a great marketer. Okay, if you want to knock him, you can. But he got millions of people to join Body for Life and basically take their clothes off and get in their underwear and take a photograph. Anybody else can do that for a couple years running, they can deserve what Bill accomplished.
Yeah.
Okay, so both of those guys are, I think, misunderstood. And
you know, they each have their talents, and combined, they were a force to be reckoned with. There's no doubt about it.
May never happen again.
No, you're right. And you want to know something? And the Body RX show is not for everybody, but I'll tell you right now, if anybody tunes into it, you can feel your brain growing. I started using words I never used after working with Scott. He forces you to become intelligent. Otherwise, you can't take advantage of the science that he's telling you. And I tell people that if you listen to the show, get stumped on a word, listen to it again and have a dictionary. You'll actually elevate your level of intelligence listening to his show, regardless of whether or not the science is what you want to hear. You cannot be in the presence of someone as intelligent as Dr. Scott Connolly without raising your own bar. You know what I mean? It's like, so, but look.
Well, yeah, and people think that he just comes up with words to impress people. That's how he talks. And
all the time. I know. Him, I know.
Yeah, and if you have lunch with him, you'll realize that he talks like a sailor as well. Okay, so he's one of the guys.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of bodybuilders at Matrex, you still love hanging out with him, because he could talk the shop, but he could also, you know, just be a human being.
Right.
So,
all right, let's get on the subject at hand, because people tuned in for your wisdom. You are an author. You've written books about this sort of stuff. A lot of times, people read science. They get an abstract. They read a magazine that says, you do this, and this is what happens. They try it, and in the real world, it doesn't necessarily work out that way. Right?
Right.
Okay. So what should people really pay attention to? Should people really pay attention exclusively to the science and say, look, I don't care. I'm going to keep doing this until it works? Or are you supposed to really pay attention to just what works for you, even if it's in the face of the science?
Well, I think that science in general comes from theory. You can't set up an experiment unless you have a theory. Okay, so it comes from observation. So the observations come first. Setting up the study and the protocol to prove that theorem, it basically comes after that. I mean, or previous studies, which were based on observations and theories and hunches. And so you must pay attention to how your body's responding.
You know,
no
you
doubt
did,
about
just
it.
Just by what you said, I realized something just now. The fact that it starts with a theory means that it has a preconceived direction. And it's like me saying to you, I can get from point A to point B by going this way. I can go all the way around the world, and chances are it's true. But there may be a shorter way, a better way. So let's talk about the shorter way and the better way right now, okay? People
sure.
always want to know optimal protein intake. And we discussed this on the Body RX show yesterday with two great, brilliant minds, Lane Norton and Dr. Scott Connolly. The takeaway I got from it is there is no optimal amount. The more you eat, the better, but there is a point of diminishing returns. Is that true?
Well, I think there is probably a point of diminishing returns, even if it's just for practical, from a practical standpoint. Both Lane and Connolly talked about no study has really proven that there's an upper limit, but in my view, I've seen guys jump from, I kind of believe where Lane was going, and I think Scott would agree as well. He didn't say it that way. But, you know, once you go from, let's say, 100, 150 grams of protein, you bump it up to 250, 300, you're going to see, if you're, let's say, a 200-pound bodybuilding guy, physical culture enthusiast, you're going to see gains. Because protein, most people don't realize that protein, your body, first of all, your body doesn't know you're trying to build muscle and fight nature and, you know, look radically different with 5% body fat. That's not something the body goes, oh, that's survival. That isn't, okay? It's making all kinds of hormones, peptides, skin, you know, like anybody that's got the flu knows they lose a lot of body weight, okay? Why? Your body's in fight or flight mode, okay? A lot of protein and immune response especially is going to fight that off. Ergo, less amino acids and for protein assembly. So one of the first conversations I had with Connolly at Matrex is we were talking about carbs and protein, and he's just like, you know, look, there's a pecking order, and it's not muscle. You'd like it to be, but it isn't. So I think a little more protein than you need, I've always said, and a little less carb than you want to eat is kind of a good starting point. And I've espoused this in a couple of different books. It's basically a solid ground or foundation of about 40% protein, 40% carbs, and about the rest will be fat, 20% fat. That's a good starting point. And if you ask bodybuilders, if you ask 100, I bet you'd get really close to that number. It's actually in a couple, on a couple websites now where they say, what's a bodybuilding diet? And they say 40, 40, 20. I think I probably coined it, but Bill Phillips and both, and Scott Connolly both kind of said equal portions is a good starting point.
Of protein and carbohydrates.
Yeah, but protein, like you said, you know, as a rule, you're doing something that nature doesn't necessarily know you're trying to do. So I think over, you know, going over certainly what the mainstream pundits would have you think is correct is not only beneficial, but it's not overboard. Because what you're trying to do, put on super physiological amounts of muscle mass with in the absence of fat, is not something that's a data, you know, a normal thing.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a break early because I just got a message on Facebook. This young lady does not want to be identified, but she wants me to ask you a question in line with our discussion. So here's what we're going to do: we're going to take a commercial break, a minute and a half early, and when we come back, we're going to talk about somebody who is doing, from what I can see, the right things, but apparently she's not seeing the results that she's looking for, and she's hoping that you, Vince, can give her some of the information to fill in the missing pieces. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Vince Andrich today about real-world applications in body transformation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woo! Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I talk about this all the time. I don't sell a thing. All I do is radio. And as a result, I have sponsors who run radio spots on these shows. And the reason that the show keeps going on and working is because the sponsors put their shoulders behind it in the form of dollars by paying for advertising. So whenever possible, I don't say spend money that you shouldn't spend, but whenever possible, always patronize sponsors of Superhuman Radio if you like the show. And one sponsor in particular that's been around for a long time, and that's Muscle Mitch Barham over at OrbitNutrition.com. If you're looking for a single source for a variety of different great supplements, protein powders, everything, go to OrbitNutrition.com and always let them know that you heard about them on Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Vince Andrich. We're talking about real-world applications to help you reach your goals with your body. Science doesn't always play out in the body. It does in the lab, but it doesn't always play out in the body. Okay, this is a pretty long message, so I'm gonna summarize a couple points. This young lady is getting ready for a competition, and I have my opinions on this, but I'm gonna let you weigh in first. She really just started training about a month and a half ago, and right out of the gate, she's doing an hour of cardio every day in 20 minutes, 20 minutes, and 20 minutes. And she's in the gym of an average of an hour and a half to 2 hours, 6 days a week. She is not losing weight on the scale. She does see the mirror changing. She looks at her body. She sees her obliques coming in, her abs coming in. She sees her glutes changing. She sees her body changing. More separation in her biceps and upper arms, she says. I'm trying to read through this. But the scale isn't moving, and she feels like she's not making progress. What should she do?
Well, it sounds like she's making progress because she's talking about mirror changes. I don't know what the scale means, if she has to make a weight class or something, but it sounds to me like she's already overtraining.
That's what I thought, too. I mean, what would you have done differently?
Well, I don't know her. I don't know her diet. It sounds like she's got her diet, I guess, down. Maybe she mentioned it, but the cardio thing, and I am a big believer in the recovery concept, but I'm not, as far afield as the Nautilus folks were. By any stretch of the imagination, you got to do work. But how long can she keep this up? I mean, when's the deadline of her show? That would be my first.
Well,
question.
I think it's either the last of April, according to what she's saying. She's got to be ready for the end of April. You know, I said the same thing. I don't know about you, but I'm a big proponent of the smallest effective dose, except when it comes to testosterone. I'm looking anyway. I'm a big proponent of the smallest effective dose. I would have started out with 20 minutes of cardio a day and ramped it up slowly instead of hitting it hard right from the get-go, because you got no place to go from there.
Well, you hit it on the head. No place to go, and that's a something I tell people all the time. That's why I like them to get on some kind of foundation program, macronutrient-wise, which, of course, will dovetail into calories if they want to go that route. But with respect to training, this is a typical, not that she's doing it wrong, but it's a typical approach. It's the all or nothing. And it's, I'm going to do this now, so ergo, I'm going to really be stringent on my diet. A lot of people, I'll never eat a carb again, or they overtrain. And you can only handle that so long. And there's a lot of feedback loops that come into play that are going to restrict this person possibly down the road unless she's got some kind of help pharmaceutical-wise. And so, you know, because you can't, you're coaxing the body to make this big change or this radical change in body composition. You can't ask it to do it right away because it thinks it's a threat to something else. That's the bottom line.
Right.
So,
and talk briefly about the scale for a second. I mean, how important is the scale moving?
Well, it's okay. If you were, I guess, obese or extremely over fat and maybe not training with weights, which of course you should, and doing some kind of exercise initially, maybe that's something good because what you see in the mirror may not be enough as far as changes. But as quick as possible, you should be able to use the mirror as a guide because lean body mass can be replacing fat mass and you will look different in the mirror, but you won't be different on the scale. And that's the first thing that most people realize after they've been doing this a while. Is they're like, oh, I can't lose, but they go, you look, somebody will also say you look phenomenal. And they've been at 198 for, you know, 6 weeks. They're getting tighter. The recomposition of the body mass is changing. And that's what you want. That's what everybody, in my view, that's why I really don't go off on strongman stuff and functional training and that. I'm not an expert in any of that, but when it comes to body composition, which I think 99% of the people would like to get a handle on, this is where the scale can I guess, be a starting point, but you need to quickly get off that because you'll be obsessed with that. And as most of the listeners know, extra carbohydrates store water. Super high protein in the absence of carbohydrates, reduce water, especially if you have things like caffeine and stuff. So it doesn't give you a true picture of really where you are at all.
Okay, now...
Because water is going to play a big role. In
right.
And everyone knows who's done an Atkins diet. They're like, oh, man, I'm going to do this forever.
I got to read a comment from Facebook from David Wilson. He said, in 1996, I would have... uprooted myself, left my whole life, and been happy, in caps, to be the janitor at EAS Muscle Media. We were one dedicated fan base, LOL. Ah, to be in my early 20s again, LOL. By the way, Vince, loved your comments in Body RX yesterday. Today's topic is what I'm going through right now. I happen to know that David is dealing with plateaus right now. You know, what do you tell somebody who's dealing with the plateau? Keep doing what you're doing and wait it out? Do you change something? What do you do?
Well, it depends on how long you've been doing what you've been doing. But certainly a change in, I would say, training usually is the first thing to look at. I guess if he's looking for body composition changes, maybe there's something he can be doing with his diet. If it's a dietary concern, if I looked at it and I'm like, okay, you've been doing this diet and you're only eating 100 grams or 150 grams of carbs and for your weight, you seem to think that's okay, but you're stuck. First thing I would do is try to go up. Next thing I would do is then maybe go down. Because again, the feedback loops get, you know, they get used to things and they reset. So whatever he's doing, the body is saying, okay, now I'm used to it. And I'm sure Dave knows about that, but he's probably wondering which knobs to fiddle with first. And you can fiddle with the nutrition knobs, and training. I'm not a big proponent of doing both at the same time. I like to stay with maybe your training protocol and start fiddling with the knobs on nutrition so you can see if that's doing something. And then conversely, stick with kind of a basic nutrition guide or, you know, your parameters that you're following, and then start messing with the knobs training-wise.
How long do you have to do the one thing before you decide, okay, this is not what it was? How much time do you have to give that one parameter change before you determine, okay, I need to look somewhere else?
On the nutrition side, it could be very quick, you know, within a week, 2 weeks, before you start seeing, okay, this is not going the right way. Training takes a little longer. There's old school guys like Vince Gironda that said, don't try a training technique unless you're going to do it for 9 months.
Really?
And I thought that was too long, but that's what he said. He goes, you got to give it a real go. But I think nowadays, most people would agree that you could do it. A change is, you know, in training can be, more frequent. I like undulating periodization, whereby you have a basket of things that you're doing and you mix those up in you periodize either weekly, or monthly. And so maybe you have different rep ranges and tempos, you know, loads, which, you know, and you manipulate those periodically, but the periods aren't like 3 months, like the typical periodization protocol called, you know, requires. In other words, you might do, sets of 8 reps on one day or even one body part and switch to 15 reps on another body part in the same workout and do a different, rest work scheme. You know, one of the best places to start with respect to changing your training to get a different effect is manipulating the time factor.
So, and in other words, because it affects density. In other words, rest time, the periods in between reps, and then also the speed of your reps, all the time parameters or just the rest time?
Well, the speed of the reps. Obviously you can handle, you can focus on the eccentric or negative, a lot easier. Going faster has limitations because there's, they used to call it, you know, it was coined compensatory accelerated training. Basically you take a moderate weight and you try to move it as fast as possible because you can't move a heavy weight that fast. And that was coined by Dr. Hatfield in one of his books, Scientific Bodybuilding Principles. And it does work. I think the better way of doing it right these days is with bands. If folks would go out to see like Muscle and Fitness Trainer or Muscle and Fitness Online, they have a great set of bands and all the information you need to do these types of accelerated fast movements whereby the bands take out momentum. It's awesome. The results are, I mean, the data is there. And you can definitely see the results in the mirror.
So,
he may want to try bands. And you use weights. It's not band training, so to speak, but like rubber bands. It's basically very hardcore set of bands that you use typical barbell movements with, barbell and dumbbell movements with, which takes momentum out. So you can use that. Speed technique without it just being all momentum.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show with Vince Andrich. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. One Testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade One Androsterone. It converts to One Testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Vince Andrich. We're talking about real-world applications and transforming your body. We're answering questions as well. If you want to send it to me on Facebook, if you're not my friend, friend me, Carl Lenore. Find me first. Anyway, okay. So, what do you think the number one mistake people make when they're trying to transform their body, and they're very, very impatient about how quickly it's going to occur? They'll do something radical. Maybe they'll train too hard, or they'll drop their macronutrient ratios or out of balance, and so on and so on. What do you think is the most damaging to the process and the progress?
Well, in general, what you said, it can be summed up as trying to do too much at once. Again, the body just thinks it's free for all and can't cope, and neither can the athlete. You know, over a certain period of time, it's going to be short lived. It's, you know, we all call it burnout, but that's really what it's going to be. And obviously, you want to go in there with both feet, but take a little more time in planning everything out and giving yourself time to rest, and it'll be a lot better for you.
You know, I think that part of the problem I have to blame on the supplement industry in general. I'm sorry to do this, but I think that a lot of supplement companies create unrealistic expectations in people. I mean, for instance, even drug-using athletes, I think a lot of people think that the day you start to use anabolic steroids, it's all going to happen. Like, boom, I'm going to put on 25 pounds of muscle in 3 months consistently, every 3 months that I do a cycle, and I'm going to be 300 pounds in 2 years. And they don't realize that to become a 300-pound bodybuilder, it takes 10 years, even with the massive amounts of drugs. And I really think that there's a lack of patience and a lack of embracing the journey that feeds into this lack of patience that is then exacerbated by supplement companies who go, gain 20 pounds of muscle in just, you know, 3 hours. You know, it's like.
Right, right. Well, you're right. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that, you know, even back in Las Vegas that, you know, to me, either if you want to say you were a bodybuilder or a weight trainer, if you want to call it that, if you're not doing it now, you never were. That's the bottom line.
So, in other words, you either are or you're not. There's no were, you're saying.
Right. It was a fleeting attempt to do something to get yourself noticed, and something else caught your attention that was more interesting or whatever. But, you know, I don't want to say this is a lifestyle, because it just, it's obvious it should. Taking care of your health should be number one. That's what drew me to this deal. It's like one thing you can control that has a enormous benefit. But, I know guys like Sean Phillips are still doing it. You know, he may not be weight training.
Are you still doing it, Vince?
Yes.
So
sure.
Tell me, how big were you back in the day when you were competing?
I only competed one time as a heavyweight, I guess, at 202. But I was 198. Basically in competition, which is light heavy,
right.
On or about. And the biggest I ever got was maybe 225.
And how tall are you?
I'm about 5'9", 5'9".
Okay.
And a half.
Okay. And what's your walking around weight nowadays?
About 192 or something like that.
That's not bad at all.
75.
That's pretty
yeah.
darn good, actually.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
But do you still train hard? Do you train heavy, or have you modified your training to go because you're not really competing and you're just now it's just part of the landscape of the lifestyle now?
Well, I don't train nearly like I did before, but I never was. I had brief periods of time where I was trying to train super heavy. I had a couple training partners that were of that ilk. And that's fine. But for me, it was more about I'm training the muscle. I'm not lifting weights.
Okay.
There's a big difference. There's a lot of guys will see and go, is that all you lift? It's like, I'm training the muscle. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But
it takes a lot of self-control to train that way and not give in to your ego.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because then most guys, if they're big, you know, the young boy that's bagging their groceries goes, how much can you bench? Right?
Yeah, and the guy goes, that's unimportant to me because I'm training the muscle. And when he walks out,
yeah.
the kid goes, wimp.
What an idiot.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Wimp.
Yeah, right. I used to just say whatever I want, and that was kind of a joke. But, no, it was never – I had some days – you know, I had some years where there was some heavy, very, very heavy training. But I got better results with a more modest approach with the weights and truncating the time periods between sets and focusing on movements that built areas of the body that that needed to be developed. And that's one of the things I focus on now, which is kind of teaching people the spot build. And once they got a foundation and things like that, they learned the movement, they got the coordination, it's body assessment and how can I help you make your body look better with what, you know, with God, what, you know, your genes have already dictated.
Right.
And you can do it. I mean, you know, people will go, oh, you can't spot reduce and, you know, okay, but you can spot build for sure. And there's no reason why a guy who has great legs should be training legs all the time. And that's usually the case. People gravitate to what they're good at.
Right.
And so you wind up with a worse physique than you started with. It's just bigger.
Interesting.
So you really have to focus on, you know, I call it pivot points.
Well, that's part of the ego, right? Because I have a great deadlift and I have a really good squat. Well, whenever I go to the gym, I enjoy back day and leg day because I know that I can look like I'm doing something. I have terrible shoulders. I have such painful shoulders. You know, I struggle with doing shoulder presses with 60-pound dumbbells nowadays, And I don't like training chest and shoulders. I want to be invisible on those days. So, you know.
No, I know the feeling. I've got, you know, legs for me, was one of the legs and chest, one of those things that, you know, guys would go, oh man, look at this guy. He's the real deal. And the other ones, the other body parts were like, eh.
Yeah.
But you gotta leave that at, you know, you gotta leave that at the counter because you're trying to damage the muscle fibers so that they send the signals to start protein synthesis and get you what you want. You're not going to do that. I've written about this. The typical guy who wants to bench, you know, you get three guys in rotation. You put, you know, 245 on each side. It's 135. They all do a warm-up set. Then they almost always go to 225. Maybe they go to 185, but they have to say, you know, they do two plates. So if they're built enough, they can do 6 to 8 reps. Even 185 for some young guys, if they're just starting out, is 6 to 8 reps. Good reps is hard. The problem is they wind up going to either 185 to 225 or 225 right to 255 to 275 to I'm going to do one rep with 305 or whatever the number is these days when you have three plates on each side.
315,
right. Okay, I got to do 315, and there's no work being done. So five sets of chest equaled one set was a work set.
Right.
Work is what does it. You know, ask all the Eastern European bodybuilding guys. They don't even think anything under 10 reps is bodybuilding.
Right.
Forget it. You know, that's where German volume training, all that stuff came from. And if you see that little guy, or not little, but that guy in the corner of the gym banging out reps, you know, with great form, with, you know, pacing himself with the right rest periods, that's the person you got to worry about. They're going to strip down. They may not look like much. They strip down. They're going to be fat-free, and they're going to look like their bones are hollow.
Right.
Because they've basically trained the muscle,
right,
not their ego.
Right. Listen, Vince, we're coming to the end of the interview. I want to have you back on. I got some other topics that I want to cover with you, especially since you have a perspective. First of all, two reasons. Number one, you have a perspective of the back in the day type of a thing, but you're young, and you're young enough to still have a grasp on what is current. And I just, when we were talking earlier in the show, I just came up with two other shows that I want to do with you that I'll email you. So you have to promise to come back on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No doubt. Love it.
All right. So
I'm honored.
First of all, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow's Friday. We'll have Casual Friday. We've got some great topics for you for tomorrow's show. I'll have my co-host, Elisa Profumo, in the studio with me. And next week, I'll be going to the Arnold and leaving on Friday, which means that Casual Friday will happen on Thursday next week. And so we've got some great plans for Casual Friday tomorrow. Tune in then. Vince, thanks for doing Superhuman Radio, man.
Thanks for the opportunity. Love it.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Don't forget, Casual Friday is going to be a blast. Some funny stuff. I hope to be in rare form. We'll see you then.